Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
Friday of the 17th week in Ordinary Time. Today's theme, the prayer tears of rejection. How do you handle the times when your desire to serve God with your gifts and skills is met with a closed door? Or when you're rejected for speaking the truth or for using your talents for the glory of God instead of some worldly purpose? What do you do when you know a problem can be resolved through the power of God, you know how and you know why, but your advice is ignored? How did Jesus feel in today's gospel reading from Matthew chapter 13, verses 54 through 58, when he saw the need for his miraculous healing touch, but the people chose to suffer because they would not trust him? How do you think he feels when this happens today? Sometimes all we can do is weep. Weep for the ignorance and the stubbornness of those who shut their ears and their hearts. Weep while praying for them. Each tear is a drop of prayer, precious to Jesus. Personally, I don't like to cry. My eyes get puffy and I don't want to draw attention to myself. Lord, take away the ministry of tears. Yet I have seen Jesus cry. The first time I saw this was when I visited a college professor friend who was dying of cancer. He asked me if I, as a Christian, could heal him. I told him I could not. Only Jesus could. My friend replied that he wanted no part in such fantasy. I just stood there and blinked. Jesus cried. Rejected prophets must leave those who refuse to believe and seek out those who will listen. Jesus didn't stay in Nazareth after his neighbors rejected his ministry, and later told his disciples that instead of trying to nag and cajole others into believing, we're to wipe the dirt from our shoes and walk away. But even though we depart, we must continue to love and pray for those who have refused our ministry of love. It's holy to feel the pain of their refusal. It's the pain in their soul that we're feeling, a pain created by the hole that's eating away at their soul like an ulcer. Feeling their pain gives us tears for prayer. When we give to Jesus our prayer tears for others, we're joining ourselves to his ministry. And by following him, we will arrive at a place where we will make a difference. And on a different topic, I'd like to explain that in verses 55 and 56, brothers and sisters means relatives, because I'm usually asked about it when this scripture comes up. Research this by going to Matthew chapter 27, verses 55 through 56, where it's clear that the mother of James is not the mother of Jesus. James is not, literally, Jesus' brother. Perhaps he was a half-brother. Many early Christians believed so. In the Proto-Evangelium of James, an apocryphal gospel written around 150 AD, Joseph is named as the father of James by a deceased first wife. According to this book, by the time he became betrothed to Mary, he already had a family and thus was willing to become the guardian of a virgin who was consecrated to God. The Catholic Church teaches that Joseph remained chaste throughout his marriage to Mary. Although the Proto-Evangelium of James was not accepted into the canon of Scripture, which is the Bible, it is considered an apocryphal gospel. It is neither accepted nor rejected as legitimate by the Church. Rather, the Church Magisterium recognizes it as a document that most early Christians took seriously. This is where we get the names of Mary's parents, Joachim and Anna. It was common belief held by many early Christians that Jesus had brothers from his father, but not his mother. All the early Christians believed that Mary was ever virgin.
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit GNM.org today.